We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Our buddy Seth Evan, our National Baseball Insider. Seth, rave reviews for your participation yesterday, man. Thank you so much.
Oh, good. I hope people were pleased, and I had a blast doing it. Ryan did a great job. I'd like to thank one of our mutual friends, Ryan McGuire, also helped put it together.
Yeah.
We had a blast. But, I will say, I do not overhype games, but this was a step-up game, and it was important that they do exactly what they did. There's no rest for the weary, and that's why I make the claim that nothing is better in sports than the drama of a pennant race, because it's every day.
Right.
And there's, I'm not, I've been a harsh critic of baseball. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
But in a pennant race, it's the best thing that sports has. I think it's the best drama that a sport has, because even in football, you play once a week. But in baseball, it's every day. So there's literally no time to celebrate yesterday. You just got to get back and do it again today, or yesterday means nothing.
So the one thing, and we'll get back to the Brewers and the Cubs, but if you look in the rearview mirror, here come the hard-charging Cardinals. Now, we know usually after a firing, teams go one of two directions. They either begin to pick up the pace or they completely fall apart. And there's always a bump. There's a bump of some type. We saw it with Cincinnati. We're seeing it now with St. Louis. How long do you think this lasts, or are the Cardinals for real?
At this point in the season, if you're hot like this, you're real. I mean, so is Oakland, But a perfect example, the Mariners swept the Astros. Now, the Astros are scuffling, but the Mariners swept the Astros, went into Oakland as the hot team, and have lost two straight. So, it's literally, there's no such thing as momentum. So, the Cardinals are hot, they're legit, but if the Brewers stick to their plan, they will continue to look at them through the rearview mirror. But the Cardinals are not going away, and you can't look at next week because you have a game set.
The one team that did make the big move that we didn't think was going to make a move is the Pittsburgh Pirates. They went out and got Chris Archer, gave up a lot to get him, and now they're sitting eight games back. I got to think, if I'm a Pittsburgh Pirates fan or even somebody walking around that front office today, you can't help but feel like you failed.
No, I disagree. I don't think that Chris Archer was a trade deadline move that was just for this year. They knew it was a long shot anyway. You think about the teams they're chasing. If you take the Brewers out of it, just the fact that they were, in fourth place chasing the Cubs is enough to say it was a long shot anyway. I think the Archer situation was a move that was supposed to be the move that they made when they lost Gerrit Cole. And they gave up a lot, and they have him through 2021. The only problem is I think he's hurt. And I think that, this is a huge risk, because if he goes on the disabled list, then what did you get for your huge investment?
Mm-hmm.
When the deal was made, I think I was on with you. It might have been with Tim, filling in for you. But I called the move bold. I didn't call it smart. And what Pirate fans should be relying on is the fact that all this time they've been saying, do something bold, do something bold, be a player, be in the game. Okay, they did.
Right.
That's exactly what they did. And, I know I had said to you when the trade deadline was going on, I wouldn't touch Chris Archer, not for the price tag. I just thought it, because of the years that he had under control, it was going to be too expensive.
We're sitting here talking earlier today about Ryan Braun, who started to heat up in the month of August. He now says he feels completely healthy. I guess my question is, when a guy starts to put up really solid numbers, what is the length of time that he has to be able to do this consistently for you to go, okay, I can buy into now what he's selling?
Well, all I say is the times that he has been sitting and fans have called up and say, why did he sit that Sunday day game after a night game? And he knows his body better than anybody else. And you either trust him or you don't. And yesterday, he knew the stakes. He knew how important it was. and he stepped up his game. Could he sustain that for an entire month? I don't think so, not at this stage of his career. But that doesn't mean that he can't be a big component. We've talked about Ryan Braun this whole thing, this whole season. As long as you temper your expectations, he can be a major contributor, and he stepped it up. He stepped up his game brilliantly yesterday. I thought that was great. I really did. I thought the first inning paced the whole game. Quintana never recovered. It gave Chasin the cushion that he so desperately needs. It's not a secret that when you step on the mound for the first time with a 3-0 lead, you can exhale, especially against a great lineup like that.
Do you look at the Jonathan Schoop deal? Now, today he's playing shortstop, and you look at him in the month of August, he's hitting 150. Still hasn't been able to get off the schneid, really, and it has been a struggle at times, even to watch him. And you were hoping that he would come over and do what he was doing in Baltimore. Baltimore, he had a tremendous month of July, finally started hitting, got to 360 at one point, and upped that average to 244, but just hasn't been able to find his niche in the National League so far. Is this a major concern to you now at this point, now that he has, say, 40 at-bats under his belt, or is this just, hey, he'll be okay?
Well, it's not a question of either. You don't really have a lot of time. You either have to try it or you have to give up. And at this point in the game, you have to just keep trying. 40 at bats is not a huge sample size, and you know there's a lot that goes into being traded. I've had long conversations with players, not Jonathan Schoop per se, but long conversations about how it rattles you. But you know the one thing I would say is Jonathan Schoop knew this was happening. He knew that he was going to be in a pennant race. That's the really funny thing about the Orioles. You know, all these guys, you know, Britton has struggled too. And since he left the Orioles, they got comfortable there being in relative anonymity. And now the lights come on and it's the pennant race and the heat of the pennant race and it's time for them to put up or shut up.
He's in the lineup today playing shortstop. Good move?
I'm fine with it. I said, when they had this glutton of infielders, they have to figure ways to get everybody at bats. And, you know, it's kind of, you know, let the cream rise to the top. I don't have a huge issue with lineups. I don't think too much about lineups. I think that in this circumstance, if Guerra can give them five, because don't forget, the bullpen is now rested. You had the off day yesterday. The day before yesterday. All I'm looking for is five out of Guerra, which is a really low expectation. I'm not looking for the Chasin performance. I'm looking for five innings out of Guerra and let that bullpen do its job.
The Cubs, we were talking about this earlier, and somebody asked me, is pound for pound, player for player, the Cubs still a better team? And, you know, look, if Braun heats up, it may dictate a few things, but for the most part, I still think, short of Kane and Yelich, the Cubs have a really solid team. I think the Brewers' bullpen has been taxed, and I still think that they're probably a better bullpen, but for the most part, the Cubs still are the Cubs. They're still pound for pound, probably a better baseball team, correct?
When you say that, I say at this point in the season, you don't have to be good. You just have to win. And it's a pennant race. It's not the time to start looking at rosters. I said this yesterday when I said this three times to callers when they called your show yesterday. If you ask me, the Cubs are winning the division. Don't ask me. You know what I mean? I don't want to say that. I'm pulling here. I'm rooting here. I want this thing to happen. Go out and win the games. And don't worry about the lineups. Don't worry about the rosters. Don't worry about is this team better, is this team not. Because if you push and you break down the rosters, if we to look at the 25-man rosters, pound for pound, the Cubs are a better team. That gives the Brewer fan no solace, and it means nothing. Because if the Brewers win today, it's one. And that's all you have to worry about.
Looking at the Cubs moving forward, I mean, schedule-wise, everything's pretty much the same. The Brewers have a few more off days, which I think could prove to be helpful.
That, yeah.
You know, I mean, down the stretch, so it may be a little more helpful.
Well, it's games in hand, though. It's games in hand, and there's four in the loss column.
Right.
So, you know, the thing about it is you could lose ground or you could gain ground and not do anything. It's your destiny is not 100% in your own hands in that sense. And, you know, there was a great story, I don't know if you heard, but there was a great Andrew Wagner did a great story for Forbes about how the attendance is down throughout baseball, and he gave some glaring numbers about how down it is. And yet the Brewers are going to have their sixth highest attendance. They're up in television ratings. Like Milwaukee is bucking the trend, which is amazing. And based on that, and one of the things that Schlesinger, I'm sorry, I don't remember his first name,
Rick.
The guy from the Brewers, Rick Schlesinger, he said in the story, he said, having the certainty of the roof is a big thing for their attendance. Well, it's also a big thing because if you look, the Cubs were part of the 28 games in April, the record of all the cancellations.
Right.
And now the Cubs are going to have to play doubleheaders. They're going to lose off days. The Brewers have every Thursday off for the in the month of September. That's huge.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's absolutely huge. And the Cubs can't claim that because they don't have a roof.
Which still is mind-boggling why the people just north of us over in Minnesota did not put a roof on that Target Field. I have no idea.
I don't understand that. You know, but it's public money.
Right.
I mean, I'm in Seattle right now, right? And I'll tell you, a bonkers one. They are pitching $700 million to remodel Key Arena to get an expansion hockey team and a prayer at a basketball team. And yet the Mariners will not sign a 25-year lease because the government won't give them $180 million for stadium upgrades. What?
Wow.
Wait a minute.
Right.
So the Mariners are in the last year of a lease. This is not getting a lot of press. I did a Forbes story on this. There's no press coming. Their lease is up at the end of this year. They are going to sign a 5-year extension and hope to renegotiate. You lost a basketball team. You want to go down that road? I couldn't believe it.
It's amazing to me that Safeco's even that old.
I know, it's 19 years. I covered the opening, and I actually have pictures. I have to send you these pictures of the construction because when the press box was finished, I started taking pictures from the press box during the construction, which is awesome. It's a great time lapse. But the problem is they're all hard pictures. They're not digital.
Right.
And the weird part about it is that stadium opened in July of 1999. Feels like it was yesterday, but it just shows you that I'm not the young man you claim out.
Wow, that's amazing. I can't believe that Safeco's that old. Wow, that makes me all of a sudden feel really, 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 really old. Seth, it's always a pleasure, buddy. Thanks for yesterday. It was a great time, and I always look forward to chatting with you, pal, okay?
We had a blast, and enjoy the game today, and pennant races are the best thing in the game. Let's
Absolutely.
Enjoy.
You the man. We'll talk to you soon. Yeah, you go. Seth Evans, our National Baseball Insider, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years. They've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. Truckers are needed now. There's too many trucks and not enough drivers. Call Schneider. They want to get you in a truck and get you on the road and get you working and get you some cash along the way. Good people over there at Schneider.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.